This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel is rejecting accusations by the UN after the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, said Thursday that Israel's deadly strikes on Gaza may constitute war crimes, and that the Hamas Islamist group had also violated international humanitarian law of firing the rockets into Israel. Bachelet said that her office had verified the deaths of 270 Palestinians in Gaza, the West Bank, and East Jerusalem, including 68 children. During the violence this month, most were killed in Hamas-controlled Gaza, where Israel fought militants for 11 days, ending a ceasefire there. Hamas rockets killed 10 children and residents. A reaction from China, as the U.S. President Joe Biden ordered a new release of intelligence into the origins of COVID-19. China says the U.S. has no interest in conducting a scientific study on the origins of COVID-19 and is attempting to politicize the investigation. As the World Health Organization prepares to begin a second phase of the students and then to the ages that have COVID-19, China has been under pressure to give investigators more access amid allegations that SARS-CoV-2 leaked them in their laboratory specializing in coronavirus research by the city of Wuhan. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The head of NATO says that the government and armed forces of Afghanistan are strong enough and will be strong enough to stand on their own feet without international troops to back them. At some stage, it has to be the Afghan that take responsibility for peace and sustainability in their country. That's according to NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg talking to the Associated Press. All this was on the condition of anonymity. NATO took charge of security efforts in Afghanistan in 2003, 2 years after a U.S.-led coalition ousted the Taliban. The military alliance is scheduled to leave by September 11th, but many officials have expressed concern that once the U.S. leaves, the Afghan government would be quickly overrun by the Taliban. Thousands of people scrambled to flee the Congolese city of Goma again Thursday. Some picked their way across landscapes scarred with lava. Other officials said a second volcanic eruption could happen at any time. Magma, the molten rock that normally is beneath the Earth's crust after an eruption, had been detected beneath the city and adjoining Lake Constant of the military governor, North Kivu province, said, citing seismic and ground formation data. 31 people were killed on Saturday evening when the volcano, one of the world's most active ones, sent a wall of orange lava downhill towards the city, destroying 17 homes. The Washington State Attorney General in the United States charged two Tacoma police officers with murder and another with manslaughter in the death of Manuel Ellis. He's a black man who died after telling them he could not breathe as he was being restrained. The Attorney General, Bob Ferguson, filed the charges of the second-degree murder Thursday against Christopher Burbank and Matthew Collins, and first-degree murder against prisoner Timothy Rankin. Witnesses reported seeing Burbank and Collins, who were both white, attack Ellis. The 33-year-old was killed March 3rd, 2020, saying that he couldn't breathe. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.